I'll see if I can get by without that. Okay. All right, we're glad to see each one here this morning. Oh, thank you. I will do my best to get finished by 12:30 today.
Because
some of you are looking hungry already. So, I want to give you a little study on the radiant glory of God. God's glory has manifested itself in different forms. So we want to briefly go over that this morning. And we'll have a study on the glory of God. Let's pray before we get started. Will you lead us in prayer, please, sister?
Sure.
As I
already mentioned, it takes on different forms.
我刚才也提到过，这个神的荣耀彰显有各种不同的形式。
The first time, which works best.
第一次就是让我们觉得神的荣耀的彰显。
The first time we see this presence of Jehovah.Is Moses and the burning bush.
我们都知道摩西和那个燃烧的荆棘的故事，那是在第一次耶和华荣耀的彰显。
We find the story in Exodus chapter 3 verses 1 to 6.
这个故事是在出埃及记的第三章一到六节。
What a powerful manifestation of the glory of God.
神荣耀的彰显是非常有力的。
It is unmatched.
就是从前不曾有过的。
An unparalleled presence of God.
而且神的这个荣耀真的是无可比拟。
Moses hadn't even seen anything like this.
甚至连摩西都从来没见过这样的。
I'm sure I would have been afraid if I'd seen it too.
如果我像当时处在摩西的位置，我肯定也觉得很害怕。
A bush on fire and never burned up.
一个荆棘在那着火，但是从来就没有烧尽。
I've never seen that.
我从来没见过这样的。
It was a unique experience.
这是个非常独特的一个经历。
So this is the first time that's mentioned in the Bible.
是圣经之中提到神荣耀的彰显，这是第一次。
Now let's look at some other forms.
然后在以别的形式出现，还有一些时候记载。
God's presence was in the cloud by daytime.
我们看到神的荣光是在白天是以云柱的形式出现。
Exodus chapter 40 verses 34 to 37.
这是出埃及记中第40章34到37节记载的。
We won't take time to read all these verses.
我们今天没有时间来读这些经句。
Because you're getting hungry.
但你现在已经很饿了。
We don't want to be here all afternoon.
所以我们没法子整个下午都在这儿学习。
But some of these stories are very familiar to you.
但是我想大家对这些故事都很熟。
So if you want to, you can...Jot them down and study them later.
所以啊，大家如果回家的话，有时间可以看一看《出埃及记》里这些记载。
But God didn't appear in just a cloud.
神也不是只是在云彩里出现。
He was also in a pillar of fire by night.
我们看到夜间神是以火柱的形式出现。
Can you imagine what that did to the Israel people?
你想象一下，这对以色列人是意味着什么？夜间的时候，一个火柱的。
They didn't need flashlights.
他们就不需要手电筒了，是不是？
They didn't need any lamps.
他们也不需要任何油灯啊，去给他们照明。
They didn't need any electricity.
他们也不需要电灯。
They didn't need a nightlight.
他们也不要晚上有什么夜间的照明。
God had appeared in a pillar of fire.
神是在这火柱里面出现。
That's not all.
这不只是不仅仅如此。
On Mount Sinai,
我们看到在西奈山上面
，God's presence appeared in thunders.
神是以这个雷电的形式出现。
I don't know about you here, but in Hope Sound, we've been having a lot of storms and lightning and thunder.
我们在 Hope Sound 经常会看到那很大的那个暴风雨、闪电、雷鸣。
I wish it were God, but it wasn't. It just rained.
我真希望那就是神的荣耀的彰显，但是只不过是下雨而已。
Well, on Mount Sinai, God appeared in a wonderful manifestation of lightning and thick cloud.
我们看到西乃山，这个是也是在出埃及记中记载，西乃山全山冒烟，神在火中降临，遍山都大大震动。
That isn't all.
还不止如此。
Mount Sinai smoked.
我们看到这个西乃山全山都冒烟。
Descended in fire, and the whole mountain quaked.
神把这个整个山上都好像就烧起来了一样。
In Guatemala, I've seen several volcanoes erupt.
我在危地马拉的时候见过几次火山爆发。
What a beautiful sight!
哇，那看起来很美。
As long as you're far enough away.
只要你站得很远，不会烧着你的话就没事。
One time I wanted to get real close.
有一次我想要走得近一点看火山爆发。
So we climbed an old volcano close to the one that was erupting.
我们就跟一个正在喷发的火山就走得很近。
And we saw these big chunks of hot lava coming down from the sky.
我们就看着这些火山爆出来的那个岩浆就从天上那么冲到天上去。
I was young then.
那时候我当然很年轻了，很冒失。
Kind of stupid.
也是很傻。
We got up to where these big chunks of lava, hot, were falling about 50 feet away from here to that door.
我当时跟那个岩浆的那个距离，也就是从这儿到门的距离。那时候真是年轻啊，不知道这个多危险。
In fact, sometimes a little closer.
有时候甚至还更接近。
We look.
我们就这么看着岩浆喷发。
To see which way we had to run in case it's necessary.
我们就在盯周围看看，说如果这岩浆喷过来，我们要朝哪儿跑。
But in this case, it wasn't a volcano.
但是在这个西乃山上面可不是火山喷发呀。
It was God that had come in His Shekinah glory.
而是神的荣耀在显现给世人。
But God appeared in other ways too.
神的荣耀也用别的形式来彰显。
This is the artist's conception of the ark of the tent and the tabernacle that Moses built.
我们看到摩西所建的会幕和这个他的这个神的约柜。也是神荣耀的彰显。
The Shekinah glory filled the Jewish temple.
荣耀的光辉充满了犹太人的圣殿。
And God's presence abode in the Holy of Holies.
神的荣光就显现在至圣所里的约柜上面。
Right above the ark, as we can see in this picture.
我们看到这个照片上面就是这个约柜，这个画出来的约柜。
What a glorious picture that must have been.
就我们。神的荣耀在约柜上彰显，那是应该是多么荣耀的一件，看起来是多么让人惊异的事情。
Sometimes I wish I were a Jew living in those times.
有时候我真希望自己是生活在那个时代的犹太人。
I wish somebody could have taken a video of that.
我真希望有人能把当时的情形给他录下来就好了。
I'd like to see it.
我真想要看看神的荣耀彰显的是什么样子。
You see, You can be afraid of volcanoes.
我们可能对火山喷发很害怕。
But you don't have to be afraid of the glory of God.
但是我们不必对神的荣耀感到害怕。
But we need to stand amazed in His presence.
所以在神出现的时候，在他的面前，我们真的是会觉得目瞪口呆，是被他的荣耀所惊感到惊讶。
But sad to say, the Jews didn't always experience that presence.
但是让人感到很难过的就是犹太人并不是常常经历神的并不是总是经历神的同在
They sinned against God.
他们对神犯罪
And little by little they lost that Shekinah glory.
所以慢慢的他们就失去了神的荣耀
Let's look at the steps and the departure of the glory of God.
我们看看神的荣光是怎么样离开这些犹太人
We won't read the whole chapter, but if you want to look it up and study it laterIn Ezekiel chapter 8.
也是一样这些经节我们今天没有时间去一节一节读但是希望大家可以回去看一看。首先的是以西结书八章到十一章。
Ezekiel chapters 8, 9, 10, and 11.
以西结书八到十一章。
In the first step, we see the glory of God in the temple.
第一步是看到神的荣耀在圣殿里。第八章三到四节。
What a wonderful experience to have the glory of God in church.
如果神的荣耀能够在自己的教会里，那真是这个经验太宝贵了。
I've been in a few services like that.
我曾经在好几次的我们服事。
Where you can sense the wonderful presence of God in a service.
我曾经有这样的体验，我们几次主日崇拜之中，真的是感觉到神的荣耀充满了这殿。
I remember a service we had at our church in Guatemala.
我还记得在危地马拉我们有一次主日崇拜的时候。
God came on the service.
我们看到神，我们真正感到神的同在。
There's no preaching.
那天我们没有讲道。
The glory of God filled that Spanish church.
神的荣耀就把整个教会都充满了。
People on the street were looking in the windows.
甚至连街上的人都朝着教会的窗户里看。
They are standing there.Tears rolling down their cheeks.
人们在那边外面朝里看，他们的眼泪都滚滚而下。
Why?
为什么呢
？They knew God's presence was in that church.
他们知道神当时神是与这个教会同在，神的荣耀充满了教会。
And that's where God wants to have His presence.
所以神是希望他与我们同在的。
But there are four abominations that cause the glory of God to depart.From the Jewish temple.
但是有四件可憎之事让神的荣光离开了犹太人的圣殿。
In chapter 8, verse 5, there is an image of jealousy.
在以西结书第八章第五节，他说是惹忌邪的这个偶像，那让神觉得可憎的。
God does not tolerate idolatry.
我们的神是忌邪的神，他不容许偶像崇拜。
God doesn't want any competition.
神也不想要任何人来跟他去争这个位置。
He is the only God.
他是我们唯一的，我们真正的神。
The only true God.
是唯一的真神。
But in verse 11 it says that they worshipped idols.
第十一节看到说，当时以色列人在拜偶像。
I don't know why it is, but so many idols are so ugly.
我实在是不明白为什么人要拜偶像，有些那些偶像看着真是丑啊。
I know why people fear them.
我知道为什么人会害怕他们。
They're so ugly, I don't like them either.
那么丑，我也会不喜欢他们。
But our God is a beautiful God.
但是我们的神是个美好的神。
He's a God of love.
他是一个爱，也充满爱的神。
The third thing, women were weeping for the God of Tammuz.
我们也看到第三个神所憎恶的事情是，当时的妇女都为这个塔莫斯神一个偶像哭泣。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
那是第八章十四节。
Tammuz was a very evil god.
塔木斯是一个就非常邪恶的神。
An immoral god.
而且是完全没有道德感的一个神。
And they yelled and cried and cried for this god.
他们为这个邪神这个偶像在那哭泣，在那大吼大叫。
And then in worship of this god, they would follow rituals.
他们而且。
Immoral rituals.
而且他们是用一些很邪恶的一些宗教仪式来拜这位偶像。
But not only that.
还不止如此。
They worshipped. I don't know what happened here.
Oh,
not only that, they worshipped the sun.
他们甚至还要拜日头，把太阳也当成一个神来拜。
Can you imagine people worshipping the sun?
你能想象人们在这个对着太阳在那拜吗？
They forget the God that created the sun.
他们忘掉了这个造创造这个造出太阳的这个神了。
The sun is just a ball of fire that our God created.
这个太阳只不过是一个大火球，是神把它造出来的。
God doesn't want us to create to worship what He creates.
神不希望我们去崇拜他的所造之物。
He wants us to worship our Creator.
他神希望我们崇拜的是造万物一切的这个造物主。
Now let's look at the second step.
我们也再看看神荣耀离开的第二步。
When they sinned, the glory of God started to go up from the threshold of the temple.
我们看到神的荣耀从那个基路伯那里升到了那个殿的门槛，这是以西结书第九章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 9 and verse 3.
对，第九章第三节，以西结书。
From this story, it appears that God just didn't all of a sudden, okay, I'm through with you, I'm out of here.
神并不是说好了，你们这既然犯罪，我就走人了。
He gradually left his people.
神的荣耀慢慢的从他的子民那里离开了。
Some commentators said that God was trying to give them time.
所以有的人是
to repent.
有的人是说神给他们时间，让他们能够悔改。
You know our God is a patient God.
你知道我们的神是很有耐心的神。
I'm glad for His patience for me.
我很高兴神不是有我这样的一颗耐心。
He doesn't just get mad. So okay, get out of here. Go with the devil.
他并没有说好吧，你们都去见鬼去吧，我就走人了。
The presence of God gradually left His people.
神的荣耀是慢慢的离开他的子民。
Now the third step.
第三步。
The glory of God departed from the threshold of the temple and stood over the cherubims.
第三步是耶和华的荣耀从殿的门槛那里走出去，停在基路伯以上。
The cherubims were angels that had been made there to represent the presence of God.
这些基路伯就是造成天使的形象，他们是代表神的同在的。
And they rose up from the earth and stood still at the entrance of the east gate of the Lord's house.
然后这些基路伯就离地上升，停在耶和华殿的东门口。
Chapter 10, verses 18 and 19.
这是以西结书第十章十八到十九节。
And the final step
最后一步
is when the glory of God departed from His dwelling place among man.
神的荣耀就离开了神在人间的居所，离开了圣殿。
What a sad time.
这真的让人感到忧伤的时候。
What a terrible thing when the glory of God leaves us.
当神的荣耀离开我们，真的是让人多么悲伤。
The only thing that causes that is sin.
这让神的荣耀离开的就是我们的罪。
And folks, let's be careful, don't sin against our God.
所以我们真的要特别小心，不要对神犯罪。
If we sin against God, we'll lose His presence.
如果我们对神犯罪，他就会离开我们，就没有他的同在了。
This little story we just referred to shows that sin causes a break between us and God.
我们看到这些我们所读的这些经句，这些故事，神的我们的罪让我们跟神之间有了隔离。
Let's see what happened when they lost God's presence.
我们看看以色列人没有了神的荣耀之后又发生了一些什么事。
God left His people.
神离开了他的子民。
They no longer had His power.
神，他们这些子民就不再有神的力量了。
And guess what?
你知道发生了什么事吗？
Because of Israel's sin, Solomon's temple, that beautiful building, that was the one of the seven wonders of the world.
因为以色列人犯罪，所罗门所造的圣殿，当时被称为世界七大奇迹之一的这个圣殿就被毁掉了。
That beautiful temple that was a landmark over there was destroyed.
他的这个圣殿当时是被称为世界七大奇迹之一的这个圣殿被毁掉。
Excuse me for having to sit down.And here we see the temple on fire.
我们看到神的圣殿着了火了。
Thank you.
这个照片上，你神的圣殿被烧毁了。
The temple was completely destroyed.
这个圣殿是完完全全的被毁掉了。
That wouldn't have happened if God's Shekinah glory had been there.
如果神的荣耀还在这个圣殿里，这个事情不可能发生的。
But they lost it.
但是他们丢掉了神的荣耀。
That allowed the enemy to come in and destroy that temple.
所以敌人就长驱直入，把这个整个圣殿就烧毁了。
We still don't know what happened to the Ark of the Covenant that was in the Holy of Holies.
直到今天，我们都不知道这个神至圣所里的这个约柜究竟到哪去了。
We see that wonderful candle lamp.
我们看到这个金灯台，这个照片上的有这个金灯台。
Was being carried out, but we don't know what happened to it.
这个金灯台被当时的这个入侵的士兵给抬走了，但是我们不知道这个金灯台后来到哪去了。
We don't think that it was carried off to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar.
我们不知道是不是那个贾尼撒王把它运到巴比伦去了。
It probably was hidden somewhere in Jerusalem.
说不定这个金灯台现在还在耶路撒冷的某个地方。
But it hasn't been found yet.
但是直到今天，人们都没发现，不知道在哪。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they sinned against God.
因为以色列人对神犯了罪。
That temple was completely destroyed.
他们的圣殿完完全全的被毁掉。
But.
但是。
The temple was rebuilt.
我们知道后来这个神的圣殿又被他们重新建造了。
Ezra, the Hebrew scribe and prophet, rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem.
犹太的文士和先知以斯拉在耶路撒冷重建了圣殿。
But some things were missing.
但是这个圣殿里有两样重要的东西没有了。
The ark and the Shekinah glory were no longer there.
约柜和神的荣光都不在了。
That's why the Bible says that when they started to rebuild the temple.
所以圣经上说，当他们开始重建这个圣殿的时候
，the older people that had seen the first temple cried.
那些老年人，他们见过这第一个圣殿的这些老年人大哭。
Why did they cry?
为什么他们要哭呢
？They knew it wouldn't be the same.
他们知道这个新的圣殿跟过去的不一样了。
There'd be no Ark of the Covenant in this Holy of Holies.
在这至圣所里没有约柜。
There'd be no Shekinah glory.
而且也没有神的荣光。
The building would be empty.
如果没有神的荣光和约柜，这个圣殿就是空空如也。
And that's what happened.
也就是这就是所发生的一切。
This is the artist's picture of what it used to be like.
这是我过去挺喜欢的一个照片，就是约柜的样子。
See the Ark of the Covenant.
我们看到这个约柜的形式。
What a beautiful ark that was.
这是很美的一个约柜，上面是两个基路伯。
It was a special ark.
这是特别的约柜。
The tablets of stone with the Ten Commandments were in that ark.
摩西的那个十诫写的那个石板就在约柜里面保存着。
Other special things were in there.
很多里边也有很多别的特别的东西。
And on top were some gold angels.
我们看到这个约柜上面这做的两个金子做的记录天使。
God's Shekinah glory was there.
而且神的荣光是在那。
The priest would come in and offer a sacrifice.
这些当时的这些祭司会进来，来要献上他的奉献。
The smoke went up to heaven and pleased God.
然后把这些香料烧起来，这个烟就到了天堂，神会闻到这个味道会感到喜悦。
But that was lost.
但是这一切都已经不见了。
The ark of God and the glory of God were no longer there.
所以这现在新建的这个圣殿里的至圣所里没有神的约柜，也没有神的荣光。
The temple had two special rooms in it.
这个圣殿造了为这个神的荣光和这个约柜造了两个特别的房间。
The holy place.
就是至圣所。
And then the holy of holies.
和至圣所。
But now.
现在。
Those rooms would be empty.
这些圣所和至圣所都是空的。
This represents the empty room of the Holy of Holies.
这里也就下面我们看到这个图片，它代表的就是这个圣所和至圣所是空房间。现在因为没有约柜，也没有神的荣光。
If I can get this working right.
Yeah, next.
I pushed the wrong button.
Yeah,
okay. These are the two special rooms.In the Jewish temple,
在这个犹太人的圣殿里，这两个房间是特别的，就是圣所和至圣所。
Right here is the holy place.
就是圣所。
Only special priests could go in there.
只有特别的祭司才能进这个房间。
There is an altar in there where they can sacrifice to God.
在这里有一个祭坛，他们会在祭坛上要焚烧祭物来祭祀。
And then there is a special curtain that divided the two.
中间有个特别的会幕，把这两个房间分开。
That curtain, they say, was either 4 to 6 inches thick.
这个会幕可能是4到6英寸厚的一个帘子。
One commentary I read said it probably weighed 50-60 tons.
也许重达60吨左右，很重的一个帘幕。
Only the high priest could go into that room.
只有大祭司才能进到至圣所里去。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
That's where the Ark of the Covenant was.
因为里面就是保存神的约柜。
That's where the cherubims were.
而且那是就是他们塑的这些的基路伯在里面。
That's where the Shekinah glory was.
而且那是神的荣光的所在地。
They didn't need a light there.
那里边可是不需要任何的人照明。
There's no darkness.
因为里边没有黑暗。
But in this particular building,
但是在这个圣殿里
those rooms were dark.
这两个屋子可是黑洞洞。
There's nothing there.
因为里边是空的呀。
What a sad situation.
真是想到这些让人感到很悲伤。
I've tried to find out what the priest did there.
我想要发现那些祭司们在里面做什么。
I've searched the Bible.
而且我把整个圣经都翻了，我在这看祭司们要做什么。
I've checked into the writings of Josephus, the Jewish historian.
我也看到这个，我也去查考了这个犹太人的历史学家约瑟夫的书。
Nobody seems to know what the priest did that went in there.
谁也不知道这些祭司们在里面做什么。
I'll get this going pretty soon. No one knows for sure what they did in there.
所以谁也不知道，不是很确定他们究竟在里面这些祭司们要做什么。
What would a Jewish priest do? Going into an empty, dark room.
对啊，这里如果只是两个空空的房间，这些祭司们进去干什么去呢？
Think about it this way.
想想看。
What if this church were dark and empty?
如果我们这个教会整个也没有灯，整个黑洞洞的，空空的。
No benches.
也没有椅子。
No pulpit.
这个也没有讲台。
No musical instruments.
也没有任何的乐器，没有钢琴。
No choir.
也没有诗班。
What would you do in here?
你在这干嘛呢？
No presence.
所以这里头就黑洞洞的房间里这些祭司就
no light.
也没有光，没有灯。
The Jewish religion was dead.
犹太人的这个宗教实在是已经死了。
They had sinned against their God.
他们对他们的神犯了罪。
They had nothing to worship.
他们现在没有任何东西去崇拜了。
But
然而
during this period of time, there are two Jewish.Sects or organizations that were born.
在这段时间，就是这个犹太人失去了神的荣光的这段时间里，出现了两个派别。这犹太人
was the Pharisees.
第一个派别的就是法利赛人。
Boy, they were really, really, scary people.
这些法利赛人可真是让人望而生畏。
They thought they were very spiritual.
他们觉得自己都是非常属灵的。
They dressed like you see there.
你们看到这照片上，他们都是披着长长的这个头巾，这样大袍子。
To me, they look like scarecrows.
对我看起来，他们像稻草人似的。
And they set up their own laws.
他们制定自己的一些律法。
They had 248 positive laws.
他们有248条正面的法律。
That they say represented the bones of a body.
他们说这代表的人身上的每根骨头，248个。
But now we found out there's more than 248 bones in our body.
但是今天我们发现人身上实际上的骨头数超过248个骨头。
I guess they'd have to add some more laws.
所以我估计这些法利赛人可能还得要再加几条律法才行。
And then they had 365 negative laws.
然后他们还有365条这个负面的律法。
One for each day of the year.
一年里的每一天都有一条律法。
That was the Pharisees.
这就是法利赛人。
But you know, their heart wasn't right with God.
我们知道他们的心不跟神在一起。
All they had was just a form of religion.
他们只是有一个徒有宗教的形式而已。
They didn't have that agape love I talked to you about a while ago.
他们身上没有这个神无条件的爱。
It wasn't nothing.
所以他们这种宗教根本就毫无意义。
Jesus condemned them.
耶稣也去责备这些人。
Then on the other hand were the Sadducees.
另外一派的是撒都该人。
They were just the opposite.
他们简直是事事都跟法利赛人作对，完全相反。
They were also a scary bunch of guys.
他们也是让人望而生畏的一拨人。
They crucified the Pharisees.
他们钉死这些，他们去诅咒这些法利赛人。
They thought the Pharisees were heretics.
他们觉得这些法利赛人都是疯子。
They didn't believe in any of the Jewish doctrines.
这些撒都该人根本就不相信犹太人的任何律法，任何的这些教条。
They didn't believe the Bible.
他们也不相信圣经。
They were the liberals of their time.
在他们的时代，他们就是自由派。
They were just the opposite.
他们事事都跟法利赛人完全相反。
Jesus also condemned them.
耶稣也责备这些撒都该人。
They also didn't have anything to give the world.
他们对于世界来说，他们这一派也毫无意义。
But thank God something happened.
感谢主，一些事情发生了。
Let's go to the New Testament and see about the Shekinah glory in the New Testament.
我们在新约里去看看神的荣光的彰显。
Here we have transfiguration of Christ.
我们看到登山变相，耶稣的形象。
And during this transfiguration, Jesus' face did shine like the sun.
我们看到这登山变相，这圣经的记载说，耶稣的脸面明亮如日头。
I wish I could have been there and seen that.
我真希望我当时在场能够看到耶稣的荣光。
And his raiment was white as the light.
他的衣服衣裳洁白如光。
God's presence was there with Jesus.
因为神当时与耶稣同在，我们看到神的荣光。
What a wonderful experience that must have been.
这真是个奇妙的经历。
Peter was so excited, said, God, we want to build 3 churches here.
彼得当时特别激动，彼得说主啊，我们应该在这里建三个教会。
He was so overwhelmed, he couldn't think of anything else.
他当时太过激动，他想不起来别的任何事情了。
But then there's another time. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on the 120 people who were waiting and praying for his coming.
我们又知道在五旬节那天，圣灵正在祷告等候圣灵降临的120个人的身上。
What a wonderful time the day of Pentecost must have been.
那时候的这五旬节真是让人激动啊。
When the Shekinah glory once again came back to his people.
这里这个神的这个荣光又来到他的子民中间。
And here was a different manifestation.
这次荣耀的彰显是一个不同的形式。
The Shekinah glory came in the form of a strong wind.
是圣经的记载说这里荣光显现为充满屋子里的一阵大风。
It filled the temple.
就整个的屋子都充满了这。
And tongues of fire sat on each one.
而且他们落在众人头上的有像舌头一样，像舌头一样的火焰。
The Shekinah glory of God.
这就是神的荣耀的彰显。
Now, let's see the future.
我们再看看将来是什么样子。
Let's see the Shekinah glory of God. It will be the light of heaven.
神荣耀的光辉在将来将会是天堂里的光。
We don't know for sure what that's going to be like.
我们也不是很确信将来那是什么样子的形象。
But here's an artist's idea of what it could be like.
这是艺术家们所想象的神的荣耀彰显是什么样子。
The Bible tells us there'll be no sun there.
但是圣经上也告诉我们启示录里说那时候就天上不会有日头了。
Jesus is the light of that.
因为神就是世界的光。
His Shekinah glory.
他就是这荣耀的光。
You don't need candles.
你再不需要蜡烛。
You won't need electricity.
你也不需要电。
You won't need flashlights.
你也不需要手电筒。
You see, there'll be no night there.
你那边就不会有夜晚了。
God's glory will come once again.
所以那时候神的荣耀又将再次临到。
Now let's see what that means for us today.
对我们今天来讲，这意味着什么呢
？Today, folks, we are the temple of God.
今天我们就是神的殿。
It's not a building; it's us.
神的殿不再是一个建筑物而已，它是我们，是我们
每个人。There you see how that can be presented.
你可以看到这怎么样来
？We are to be temples of God. He wants to build His temple in our heart.
神要在我们的心里建他的圣殿，我们每个人都是神的殿。
We won't read all these verses because it's about time for dinner.
我们这，大家我知道大家伙饿了，马上也该吃中饭了，所以没有时间来读这些经节。但是圣经告诉我们
，Know ye not that you are the temple of God?
你知道吗？你们的身体是神的殿。
God wants us to be a temple of the Holy Spirit.
神希望我们成为圣灵的殿。
Therefore, we can have the Shekinah glory of God.In our hearts.
这样的话，我们的心里就有神的荣光。
You know that's the life that Jesus wants us to have.
这就是神耶稣想要我们拥有的生命。
We don't have to have a dead religion.
我们不需要有一个死去的一个宗教。
Christianity is more than a ritual or a certain code of religious ethics.
基督教可不仅仅只是一些宗教仪式，或者是特别的一些宗教的一些规定。
Christianity.Is a relationship with God.
基督教是人和神的一个关系。
Let's see how that mean what that means for us.
我们看看这对我们意味着什么。
We are to be the temples, the abiding place of the Holy Spirit.
我们应当成为神的殿，是圣灵所住的地方。
Each one of us here this morning can be a potential temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人都可以成为圣灵所住的殿。
Our temples are to take the place of the Jewish Holy of Holies.
我们的圣殿，我们在我们自己的身上，这个圣殿应该是能够取代犹太人的这个至圣所的位置。
What a privilege for us!
这对我们来讲，这是多大的一个荣幸。
My question is, are we taking advantage of that privilege?
我想要问大家的是，我们有没有充分的利用我们这个优先？
Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to make His temple in our hearts?
我们允许圣灵在我们身上建他的殿吗？
And to fill our temples.With that agape love,
我们有没有让我们身上的这个身体的圣殿里充满神无条件的爱？
Now, we probably will see fire, clouds of smoke and thunder and lightning.
我们也许看不到，就像犹太人一样看到神的这些在云柱、火柱啊，在风雨雷电里显现。
The children of Israel saw all of that.
就是以色列当初的这些人，他们看到了神的同在，在这些形式以这些形式彰显。
But we have the light of the gospel now.
但是现在我们有了神的话语。
And we can experience His presence.
我们可以感受他的同在。
What a wonderful privilege we have.
我们真的比起当年的犹太人，我们太幸运了。
So my message for you today is that we can have the filling of the Shekinah glory in the temple of our hearts.
所以我今天我想要跟大家分享的这个信息就是我们今天。就是希望我们的心里都有神的这个圣殿，而且充满神的荣光。
As we find in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 11 and 12.
我们在所罗门的雅歌书里的第二章十一到十二节。
Maybe you can read that for us, please.
是，我们来看看。
Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 11 and 12.
雅歌书的第二章第十一到十二节，我们看看这十一到十二节。地上百花开放，百鸟鸣叫的时候已经来到。斑鸠的声音在我们境内也听见了。
Remember when Jesus was baptized?
你记得当耶稣受洗的时候
？The Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove.
圣灵如鸽子一样降临在他身上。
That's what God wants to do for us.
这就是神想要为我们所做的。
We can have the presence of God in our lives.
我们在我们的生命中可以有神的同在。
And the Holy Spirit.
圣灵
As we see in this picture,
就像我们看到的这张照片上这个像鸽子一样
wants to come into our hearts and in our lives.
这圣灵也可以来到我们的心中
That Holy Spirit will bring the Shekinah glory to us.
就圣灵要带来神的荣光
I've seen people in Guatemala so transformed by the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我在危地马拉亲眼目睹人们被圣灵的光所改变
Their faces will shine with His glory.
他们的脸上真的是可以放光
When I saw Brother Tass that I told you about in my message this morning, his face was shining.
今天早上我跟大家分享 Tass 的故事，他的脸上就有这样的荣光。
What a transformation!
神可以真的是完完全全的改变一个
人。From a terrorist and a murderer.
他过去可是一个恐怖分子，专门杀人的恐怖分子。
To a preacher of the love of Christ.
但是今天为着对耶稣的爱，他成了一个传道人。
As he told the story of his conversion.
他告诉我们他怎么样转变的故事。
His face was shining.
他的脸就是这样闪着神，就是有神的荣光。
We can have that experience if we want it.
如果我们想要，我们也可以有这样的荣光。
We can have the Shekinah glory in our lives.
我们如果想要，我们的生命之中也可以有神的荣光。
I trust that God will help each one of us here.
我相信神会帮助我们每一个人。
To understand our privileges as Christians.
帮助我们意识到我们做基督徒是多么大的荣幸。
And allow the Holy Spirit to build His temple in our hearts.
让我们能够允许圣灵在我们的心里的圣殿里。
It will make a difference in your life.
常住，你的生命会不再一样。
It will make a difference in my life.
在我们每个人的生命都会不再一样。
Let's pray that God's Shekinah glory will come to us.
神的荣光会临到我们。
Shall we bow our heads in the word of prayer?
我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning.
亲爱的天父主，我们感谢你。
For this study from your word.
感谢你，我们一起来查考你的话语。
We thank you for your love.
我们也感谢你的爱。
We thank you for your Shekinah glory.
我们感谢你的荣耀。
Help us, Lord, not to sin against you.
主啊，帮助我们不再犯罪。
Like the people in Israel did.
就好像那些犹太人的儿女这样做。
And they lost that Shekinah glory.
他们最终失去了神的荣光。
All they could do was just pretend to worship you.
他们之后就只能假装他们在崇拜你。
But God, we don't want that kind of a relationship.
主啊，我们不希望跟你的关系是像他们一样。
We want to worship you in spirit and in truth.
我们想要用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
Bless each one here this morning.
祝福在座的每一个人。
And may your Shekinah glory shine in our lives.
愿你的荣光充满我们的生命。
In the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank you for your attention this morning.
感谢大家。
May God help us.
愿主帮助我们。